Chapter 1. My Wife for Yours. Vic goes to Murphy's Bar for more than just the cheap happy hour drinks. He goes there for the same reason as all the other horny old guys. He is looking to get lucky. You see, Vic is a horny old man whose wife of many years has inexplicably cut him off without a drop. It's 6 o'clock, and the 4 to 7 happy hour is already in full swing as he sits down, looking around at the same time. There are quite a few couples seated around the horseshoe-shaped bar, and right off the bat, he knows his chances of getting laid aren't very good. For one thing, the women seated before him are all married to the men seated right next to them. These married women are normally untouchable ladies. Then again, it's happy hour at Murphy's. Because a gal's married doesn't necessarily mean she isn't looking for another cock to satisfy a pussy that isn't getting fucked like it once did. As far as Vic knows, the only married woman who isn't looking for a cock is his once-loving spouse at home. Sadly, Pat has lost interest in her husband's cock, leaving the horny old Vic looking for the pussy of another man's spouse. Someone who hasn't lost interest in fucking is Neil's outgoing wife, Betty. Just ask any of the remaining guys at the bar. Horny old men who've already swapped their own wives for Neil's extremely hot wife. These guys know. Even Neil knows. At this point, the only guy who doesn't know is Vic. This fool has already dismissed his neighbor for sex because, according to him, she isn't sexually appealing. The other attractive wives seated at the bar are more to his liking. Of course they are. But these lovely ladies don't have any interest in a man seated alone. He needs to have a woman seated alongside of him, a woman he is willing to swap for one of these nice and horny ladies. This leaves Vic with only one real choice. Betty and her husband Neil live at the same apartment senior complex where Vic lives with his own wife of many long years. Like Betty, Pat is 60 years old, but unlike the outgoing neighbor, his wife doesn't care much for bars and drinking, the main reason for horny old Vic being alone at a bar during happy hour. Betty is alone because her husband has left for the night. He's left her alone to do her thing with whomever she chooses. So, as she slips her big ass off the bar stool on the other side of the bar, Neil's wife has already made her choice, and it's the new kid on the block. "You really ought to bring your wife the next time you come," she says to Vic, while pulling up a bar stool and ordering a coffee at the same time. "She could really have a ball here, maybe even two if she really wants." Vic doesn't understand that comment, so he ignores it while taking a sip of his drink. As he does, he takes a long, hard look at the woman seated alongside him. Amazingly, she's starting to look better and better with each sip of liquor. Then there's the cold, hard fact: there's no one else at the bar, or at home. So he goes for it.
"I see your husband's left. Need a ride home?"
Betty smiles. She knows what will happen once she gets Vic alone. "Sure. Jane and Bill were going to drop me off, but I could go with you if you'd like." Vic doesn't know if he likes being alone with Betty. He likes Jane and the other woman leaving with Bill. So instead of going with these two hotter-looking women, he has no other choice but to go with the not-so-hot-looking Betty. After he opens the passenger side door for Betty, he takes a quick glance over at Bill's car.